is up, everyone? It's DJ CD, and we're in the studio today. I'm with
Christian Garcia,
and I'm with
Christian Gonzalez.
Two Christians in the studio. That's crazy. We're about to be having double trouble in here. All right, y'all. So today we're gonna be talking about video games. Y'all ever play any like Final Fantasy games before?
I've actually wanted to try the new Final Fantasy game, the new one that's coming out, but it's not coming out on PC, which pisses me off.
That's crazy.
Because it's only gonna be exclusive for PS5, I think, and then eventually, and then go to Xbox.
But I do know that they're in the system for sure. And then you might want to turn the headphones a little from the mics. I think your headphones being near the mics like making it tweak out or something. But anyways, yeah, I've played some Final Fantasy games in my time because I've had like a lot of the systems. I used to have PS1 through 5 and everything. So on the PS2, I played Final Fantasy X and X2. It was pretty fire.
The first console I've ever had was a Wii. That because, you know, the Wii boxing and all that.
I used to
You know the one meme, Matt? That bald-headed dude?
I can't remember.
No.
But the only thing I remember about the Wii, I was playing the Michael Jackson Experience game. I was dancing in that living room, man. I loved it. I'd be singing along, too. My dad would be like, yo, quiet up. I'm like, dang, man, I'm vibing over here. Let me vibe. I'd still be singing Michael Jackson on the house, not even going to hold you.
For me, the one I played the Wii, I played Guitar Hero.
Mm-hmm.
I played the third one.
Yeah,
a lot of classic songs and all that, which was fire.
Yeah, he played it on the PS3. He had like the drum set and the guitar set and all that stuff too, so it was pretty cool.
What games do I play the most?
What games when you played when you were younger?
Games I played when I was younger. I mean, we had a Wii and like a Wii U.
What'd you ever play on it? What's probably your favorite game?
I think it's called Nintendo Land. It was just a bunch of like Nintendo games like Zelda, Mario, with your Wii characters.
Yeah.
It was just really fun to play with my brothers.
You know, so that sounds interesting.
I think I've heard of that game before. It kind of reminds me of there's another game that's kind of similar to that. I just can't remember what it is.
Yeah,
I had different games and all that, like Mario, Zelda, and all that with your little Wii character. I just don't remember the name of it.
I used to actually work at a gaming store down in East Washington, so we've seen a lot of games in there. Like, we had Wii games, Wii U games, PS1, PS2, PS3, PS4, PS5, PSP.
What's the game you've never heard of? Like, when you were working at the game store?
I don't even know. There's a lot of games I never heard of. When someone asked me, I'm like, huh? What?
Name one of them.
I had to look it up in the computer. Like, I don't remember, man, because I haven't worked there in 6 months. I don't really be thinking about the place, you know?
Games in the past were honestly more fun than games now. There are some games that are
fire, but most of them are kind of I wish some of those like older games were like remade into the newer systems, so like it'd have like cooler graphics and everything.
Honestly, I wonder how they would do it, because I hope they don't do it like similar to like the movies and stuff, like the old style movies. They do this and they try and remake it, and then they make it too much with the storyline that it messes it up and makes it confusing.
One game that I like that they remade was the Final Fantasy VII remake. But I actually ended up like buying like that movie and stuff for like Final Fantasy or whatever. And I was like, you know, the same storyline as Final Fantasy VII. And I was like, because I beat the game at that time too when I watched it. So I'm like, what the frick? This ain't the full game. This is only like half of the game that they remade. So I was kind of mad.
But like the Resident Evil game, honestly, those games were actually kind of fire when they remade them with all the characters and stuff.
Because in the movie, I found out that Aerith died. And so I'm like, the frick? I didn't see this in the video game. They only giving me half the game here? What's going on? So I ended up like actually doing research on it. And one of my coworkers was like, oh, yeah. They only like remade like less than half the game, and I'm like, what? That freaking sucks. And so that's kind of crazy.
And you, like, what games have you played that are remade?
I'm not entirely sure. I haven't played many remade games in a while.
Yeah.
What about some recent games that are popular right now, like Apex, Fortnite, all those games?
Any of those? I quit playing Fortnite a while ago because it got kind of trash. Really did.
The only good thing about it is zero build. After that, everything else gets really boring.
Exactly.
Like, I've been playing builds. Sweats. It's always some tower guys.
What, I used to play Fortnite on mobile. I went crazy with it. I played Four Fingers, sometimes even five. So I played like this.
Mm-hmm.
And it felt so weird, but I was cranking knives and all that, destroying kids.
I like how you go on a microphone. I play like this and nobody can see it.
I swear, like, on Fortnite, though, and builds, they be building whole apartment complexes or something. I'm like, bro, chill.
That's why I quit playing.
They just do the most for no reason. And that, like, if I were to join the game right now and I saw somebody do that, I would immediately leave and under the game, bro. I'm like, I'm not dealing with that BS right now.
What is going on? Why are you doing that? But anyways, I've been playing Fortnite a lot the past few days. Sadly, not too many people hop on the mic, 'cause I was trying to troll last night, but it didn't happen. But we got a lot of trolls off the night before, though, and it was hilarious.
What happened? What troll did you do?
Well, we did a lot of things, and so some things I can't mention, but some things I can. So, for starters, we'd, like, go to the tallest building possible, like in Mega City, and jump off the very top and just kill ourselves. And then we'd be like, bro, why did you push us off the side? What the frick is wrong with you? You're trash. And we just like make him mad. Like we're just practically insulting him and just like, he's like, I'm not even near you guys. I'm like, yeah, you are. You literally just pushed me off the building. We saw you.
Jolly like, people in Fortnite was so much fun.
I swear. And then, and so he's like, I'm not even near y'all. He's like, kept repeating that basically. And we're just like, bro, you freaking teleported. You were over here a minute ago and you pushed me off the building. Quit lying.
No, but Fortnite was a fun game when it first came out and all that, like the first like 2 years. But then after that, they tried too hard and the game just slowly started dying. Just because they weren't really listening to the community that much. And because of when they did updates and stuff, it required too much storage.
Yeah, well, luckily they don't really take up that much storage right now. But what else was I about to say? Oh, so also in another game, like, you know, we'd die on purpose. And then when our teammates would try to res us, like, we'd wait until it's, like, 2 seconds left and then, like, move away so that they'd have to restart resing us. They were so mad.
It was funny. Do you guys play Apex or no?
Nah, I never played it.
I did. I don't know why. I just stopped.
Did it get boring or?
More like whenever I got in a game, I would instantly get shot in the head. From far away, couldn't even see him. But I got shot in the head and died.
I was playing Fortnite yesterday because the new season came out. They remade Revenant and everything.
Yeah.
And there were so many sweats. Like, as soon as I landed, I just got two-shotted in my head by a wingman.
Exactly.
I'm like, bro, let me breathe.
And that's me on Call of Duty. That's why I don't really play Call of Duty. Like, the one time I went to actually go and try to play, I had the new Modern Warfare 2.
Well, Call of Duty's even worse.
I played one game. Dance and I hop in. Freaking spawn killed. I'm like, what the frick, bro? I just landed. Give me a minute. I don't even know how to use these guns.
Call of Duty's crazy, honestly.
I hate that, like, small little red dot, too. It's like, sometimes it's so hard to see where it's at. So you're like, where's my aim going?
It's been so long since I've played.
It's
been over a year since I last played it because it's so sweaty.
I played Modern Warfare 2019, like, last week. It's honestly still a fun game because I spent so much money in that game.
Yeah.
Like, I spent a couple $100 on it, and I don't know why. I kind of regret it a little, just because there was one skin I wanted for Coalition and one for the other. But Call of Duty's a fun game. It's just, playing it over the years just gets boring.
If it makes you feel better, I spent $5K plus on a mobile game.
That was me in Call of Duty Mobile, bro.
And then I spent like $1K plus probably on Fortnite.
Fortnite, I did spend money when they did the collaboration with Star Wars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I bought those skins. And then for Call of Duty Mobile, I spent like, what, like $400-$500, somewhere around there. Just because of the fact that I played it when the game first came out. And then...
Yeah.
And then I played it competitively. Mm-hmm. And then over the years, I got better. And then I started earning money from playing it for like a year.
Oh, that's cool.
And then I just stopped playing it just because of the fact that it started getting boring. I never found a consistent team after that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there was one team. We won Tier 1.
Yeah.
That was, like, some of the top teams. And we could have qualified when they had their world championship that they have, like, every year.
Mm-hmm.
But we couldn't because we were, like, 16 and you need to be at least 18.
Yeah.
And that kind of, like, killed it for me just because of the fact that what's the point of doing all this if we have to wait until 18? So it's not really worth it. And then I just stopped.
How do y'all feel about Overwatch?
I've played it. It's just been a while.
My one friend keep trying to make me play Overwatch, too. They're like, bro, download it. Why haven't you downloaded it yet? I'm like,
Overwatch and Overwatch 2 are the exact same games. It's just Overwatch 2 is a better version of Overwatch.
You know what's funny? It's like, we all sat at the same lunch table last year, and they would always be like, yo, have you downloaded it yet? I'm like, no, sorry, man. I've been busy. I've been playing Fortnite. I've been making videos. I've been doing this and that. And they're just like, bro, download it already. And I'm like, nah. That's what I'm thinking inside my head. But I'm like, yeah, I got y'all, bro. I'll get it soon. Me? No, I'm not doing that.
Bro, like, I downloaded it. Literally, it is the exact same stuff. The only difference are the characters that they added and the graphics and maps. That's pretty much the only thing.
And then they just, like, went nerd mode with the stats, too, talking about all these characters and this and that, what they do. And I'm just like,
they don't even do all that. Like
I just heard them go all nerd mode, and I'm just like, what the frick are they talking about? Like, I had no idea what they're talking about. I'm just hearing them talk about all this crap from Overwatch, and I'm just, like, entirely confused at my table, just mind-fricked on what they're talking about.
It's a sometimes they're talking about video games and I don't even know what they're saying. I just start nodding my head. I'm like, yeah, I know what you mean, all of that. And I'm like,
yeah.
In my head, I'm like, I don't even know what they're talking about.
I'll just like eat my nachos and be like, yep, cool. That's crazy. No way. Well, you know, just give them a little casual response. Just think that, you know, actually you're interested, but you're genuinely not.
It's because when they start talking about it every single day, I'm like, bro, do you not get tired of talking about the same thing over and over again every single day?
Have y'all ever played Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order?
I think so.
Wait, that's it again?
The one with the
Cal Kestis.
Yeah.
Yep.
I haven't played that.
What about the second one, Star Wars Jedi Survivors?
No.
I pre-ordered that sucker back in February, man. GameStop ended up freaking up my order, and I got it mad late. I was supposed to get it the same day it came out. But no, they wanted to freak out my order, so I couldn't be one of the first YouTubers to stream it. I mean, I still ended up being one of the first, but still. Dang, y'all. I could have been one of the first, but no. Y'all wanted to be a bunch of punks.
Okay, so what are your thoughts on Modern Warfare 3 coming out soon in a couple months? It's supposed to be coming out next year.
I'm probably going to hear a lot of my friends telling me to go buy it, and I'm going to be like, nah. So I suck at Call of Duty, so I can't even have fun trolling on there if I'm bad. Because, like, if I'm bad, there's no way I can really just start trolling someone, because then I'm going to get trolled. Like, bro, you can't even talk, you're bad. And I'm going to have to accept that. Like, yeah, I am bad.
That's me on Apex.
And so, like, I at least want to be good at the game if I'm going to troll someone. So, like, you know, I have a valid reason to troll, and they can't, like, say something, because, like, I'm carrying. That's me on Fortnite. Like, in most case scenarios, either me and my friend carries our rando squads and, you know, teammates.
What about you? What are your thoughts on Modern Warfare 3 coming out next year?
I didn't even know that there was Modern Warfare 3 coming out next year.
Yeah, I honestly didn't either.
There's people been saying, like, there's been leaks and all that. There was an account that posted that supposedly supposed to come out next year.
Mm-hmm.
Because they went into the game files and all that, and they found one that talked about the date and everything. So that's why I'm assuming, because it said on the thing it's supposed to be coming out next year in 2024. So that's why I was wondering if you guys knew anything about it or not.
You know one of the games I'm looking forward to coming out the most this year?
Which one?
The Marvel Spider-Man 2. Yes, sir.
I have yet to buy a Spider-Man game, but if I were to buy one, I would want my first Spider-Man game. I would buy that one. I want to see how it is.
Yeah. So I played like the first Marvel Spider-Man. It was fire. Then I bought the Miles Morales, and it was also fire, but it was too short, though. Like, they made that storyline way too short that I beat it pretty fast, and I was kind of depressed. I'm like, dang, this was actually kind of cool.
They were being racist.
Maybe, man. You never know. And so then they got, you know, Spider-Man 2 coming out now, so I'm ready to see that game because I always loved the little combat in the Spider-Man games. So just, you know, it's always a different feel.
I've always liked it. It's just I've never had the budget for it, but now I have the budget and all that to buy all that stuff now, so I want to see how the game's like.
How do y'all feel about the God of War games?
I haven't played them.
I haven't seen much.
I played Ragnarok, and like, you really got to be using your brain in that game. Like, it goes crazy.
I've seen it. I'm like, bro, you got to be so smart with it. It's similar to, what is it? Not Lord of the Rings.
Like, so many mazes and fights and everything. It's pretty epic, to be honest. I'm like on the part where you're like finding Tyr or whatever, and I think I did find him, unless it was some like random old man. But yeah, just like, we broke down the little prison he was in, and then he started attacking us and ran away like a little punk, and then now we're chasing after him for some stupid reason.
Yeah.
Like, man, frick that old man. Let him be senile, whatever he's doing.
You just see him behind the old shack.
Come here, bud. No, sir. We ain't coming. But yeah, I got stuck forever in that little maze area, because like, I ended up like exiting out of the game after I saved it, so like, I was in the middle of the maze area. Mm-hmm. And I already, like, hit a bunch of buttons, and then I just, like, kind of fricked myself over, and I'm like, how the heck do I get out of here? How do I go back? Where do I go? Do I go forward? Do I go backwards? I don't know what to do anymore. And so I'm, like, running all over the place, like, multiple times through multiple doors over and over again, just trying to find, like, a new space I didn't go to, and I'm like, I've gone everywhere I possibly can. What do I do?
You have to be really smart with those games. When it comes to games like those, you have to be really smart, because if not, then you really mean absolutely no progress.
And I eventually found it, and I'm like, it was here the whole freaking time. I went past this spot so many times. What I love those, how I have this little axe that like can like turn into ice and stuff, and you throw out people and things, and like you can freeze the water with and stuff. And then flame chains, like I'm the freaking Ghost Rider or something. I think it has like a blade at the end of it, if I remember correctly. And you know, the nice little shield too, which doesn't really come in clutch unless it's like small weaklings. But the bosses always end up having unblockables that you just gotta dodge. So annoying.
I've only seen like normal gameplay. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen like boss gameplay, like when it comes to God of War. How is it?
Not gonna lie, the little bear was easy to fight, the bear. But I hated fighting that like weird dragon thing or whatever. That dragon was a little punk for real.
What'd the dragon do?
I don't remember. It just like was shooting weird lightning bolts at me and dirt and like electrifying the whole ground in circles and other weird crap and smacking me with his tail and trying to eat me.
So it shot fire and lightning?
No. It was like, I don't know, mud or something weird. I don't even know what it was anymore because I haven't done that fight in like months. It's probably like 3 months ago when I did that fight because I just keep like kind of like starting God of War Ragnarok and getting off that game because like I mainly been playing Fortnite and you know streaming on there and making content, but I play some other games on the side too. Like right now I'm also playing the Final Fantasy Crisis Core Rebirth game. It's actually pretty cool.
Have you played Hollow Knight yet?
I never even heard of that game, to be honest.
What game is that?
It's an adventure game. It's sort of like bug themed.
Mm-hmm.
It's a game I'm playing right now and it's kind of difficult.
Gotcha.
It's just the main setting is difficult.
What's it like?
It's an adventure game where you have to go down in a tunnel.
Mm-hmm.
There's just a bunch of lore with it, too.
Yeah.
You have to go down underground and mm-hmm. save a kingdom that, like, is just dying from, like, an infection that's consuming all of it and its people. All
right. Priority number one, time to save that fair maiden princess.
Fair maiden princess.
Dang, that's crazy. I was about to be Prince Charming, you know, and help wake her up if she was Sleeping Beauty.
Have you guys heard of the game Destiny?
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you guys play Destiny?
I have it, but I never played it.
Do you play?
I used to.
I still play that game. That game makes me want to kill myself sometimes.
All it is about grinding.
I know. I'm close to 1800 light level. I'm like, dude, sometimes I want to get the God level weapon. Everything's good besides the last perk,
mm-hmm.
and that kills the whole gun.
Mm-hmm.
Even though you have a good barrel, a good mag, and one good perk that goes with the weapon, if you get one bad perk, it ruins the whole entire thing.
There's nothing you can do about it.
I just get rid of it. I'm like, I don't want to see this.
I'm done.
What was the best weapon in Destiny for you? And are you talking about D1 or D2?
Talking about D2 right now.
Okay.
Destiny 1, I used to play it a lot. It was mm-hmm. a game I loved. That was the first ever game I actually played. On Xbox. But Destiny 2 right now, best weapon, Ace of Spades, 100%.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, Ace of Spades, or even a lot of people like Thorn.
Thorn is a really popular one, just because it drains your health slowly every single shot.
Oh, is that like a weapon for in the game or something?
So it's kind of like a weapon that if you get shot...
It's poisonous.
Yeah, so it's kind of like a dot
damage
over time. Gotcha. Yeah.
And there's a weapon, I forgot what it's called, but it's sort of like the opposite, where if you kill enemies, there you can shoot a shot of healing to your teammates.
Lumina. Oh, that's cool.
Lumina?
Lumina.
I forgot the name.
There's also another one. I forgot what it, I'm trying to remember the name. But it's pretty much where you shoot them, and you pretty much just get all your ammo back. And when you reload, it overflows the magazine. It's a hand cannon. You can get up to, like, I think 30 rounds in the hand cannon.
Really?
Sounds pretty cool.
It's an exotic. I'm trying to remember the name of it. It's one that you do, I think it's the last, no.
Have y'all?
Malfeasance, that's what it's called.
Have y'all ever heard about the Ghost of Tokyo, the game?
Oh.
Because I, like, bought that, like, a bit ago, but I never really played it yet, so I wasn't even sure if it's good yet. What about Biomutants? Y'all heard about that game?
No.
Dang.
I don't really play that many, like, games. The only games I really play, Destiny 2, Apex, and then a few mobile games, like PUBG Mobile.
Yeah.
Because I was also trying to go competitive in PUBG Mobile.
Yeah.
I was like, dude, if I were to try and go competitive in that game, I would have to do absolutely nothing but play that game for at least, 2 years straight.
Yeah, when I used to work at a gaming store, I had a bad habit, man. All my checks were going. Like, I was buying games. I was buying consoles, controllers.
That was the same for me. Because when I used to work, because right now I'm looking for a new place to work at.
Yeah.
Because, what's it called? Supposed to be traveling soon.
Mm-hmm.
But used to work, I just bought a lot of upgrades for my PC.
Yeah, so, and then I used to go to KFC almost like every break and just play number 11 chicken sandwich combo with the lightning mountain doing french fries. Oh yeah, I'll have the buffalo ranch sauce right there and the honey mustard, thank you.
I used to work at McDonald's. I used to always get like, what, 10 nuggets or 20 nuggets with large fries. I'm like, dude.
And then I'd also always go on Best Buy and just be talking to all the employees and stuff and buying like PlayStation cards and other stuff. I walk in, yo, what's up, Kyle? yo, what's up, Josh? What's up, all y'all? But I just basically knew almost all the Best Buy employees up in there. I ain't going to say everyone's names because, you know, I don't think they want me to. Maybe they do. I don't know. I don't care. It's not my problem.
Well, since we're on the topic of food, what's your guys' favorite food or best fast food place?
Not going to lie, I'm kind of generic with the food. Like, you know, like my burgers and fries, and I like the wings and pizza too. So, you know, it's kind of like those one of those top tier foods.
Yeah. I think I prefer, like, fast food places, like around the world, fast food, like famous.
Mm. What about... You have a favorite one in specific? Or?
Not really.
Not gonna lie, when I went to Applebee's, they fricked my stomach up, bro. I had wings and I had burgers and fries.
There was one thing they had where it was something covered with hot Cheetos. I was trying to remember what it's called, but dude, I wanted to eat those so badly. I wanted to try them because I rarely buy fast food places.
Yeah,
only like usually like once every like 2-3 weeks is when we usually buy.
Yeah.
But my sister asked, I was like, I want to try this. She's like, I'll get you them. Whenever she ordered two, only her order came. I'm like, bro, they never brought my food. I wanted to go in there and throw hands with whoever was in there, bro.
Yeah, I had the garlic parmesan wings, the like blue ranch or something. I don't know. It's blue something.
You know, when the first time I heard blue ranch, I genuinely thought the ranch was blue.
Yeah, blue. I think they call it like blue cheese ranch or something. I don't know. Yeah. It was something weird, but it was actually pretty fire. But me and the toilet weren't friends later. It was terrible. And so,
bro was begging for mercy after that.
It was the equivalent of going to Taco Bell. But yeah, I did that once at work too. I regretted that day. I had KFC and Taco Bell that day, so I was in the staff restroom so much.
All right, favorite place they sell chicken at?
What?
Best place where they sell fried chicken.
I don't even know, man, because, like, honestly, I haven't gone to too many places like that. Like, you know, there's obviously Popeyes and KFC and stuff like that and Chick-fil-A, but... Okay,
who sells better chicken sandwiches out of those three?
Chick-fil-A.
It's rough. Honestly, I don't even know, because, like...
I honestly go for Popeyes.
So I'm feeling between like Popeyes or KFC, but Chick-fil-A, I don't know.
Chick-fil-A
is kind of overrated in my opinion.
It's still good though.
I think their chicken sandwiches is the only good thing they have.
Yeah, their french fries are so mid. They're mid as frick, bro.
No, before they made it so good, they added so much like flavor to it and everything.
Like a lot of salt, and the fries were actually good before.
Yeah, now
they're garbage.
Yeah, that's what I liked about like Steak and Shake's french fries when I used to go there. Like their french fries were so salty, bro.
I forgot about Steak and Shake. That's really good.
I haven't been there in probably like 2 years or something, but their french fries hit.
I have not been there in such a long time, dude.
Yeah, I don't know. They just made everything so salty. It was crazy.
Bro, like they shut down like so many Steak and Shakes.
You know one restaurant I'm happy that they closed down that I never liked? Which one? Hardee's. That one Hardee's they closed.
The breakfast is the only good thing there. Let's be
honest. Their breakfast is actually pretty good.
Once I tried one of the burgers, I'm like, the frick is this?
I would never eat the lunch menu. If they just served breakfast all day, if that's what they did, they'd probably still be open.
100%. If it was just all their breakfast and stuff,
open yeah, really for good. Breakfast there. The only place I went for breakfast was like, not Popeyes, KFC, Chick-fil-A, and McDonald's. But like, Hardee's never done breakfast there. I've also done breakfast at Denny's and stuff, too. When I was a kid, I used to be at Denny's a lot.
Denny's is actually really good with their breakfast, dude.
Yeah.
They have these big old burgers, though. They're gigantic.
I've seen them, bro. They're like...
I ate one before.
I'm like, dude, there's no shot that's a burger, dude. That has to be like a challenge or something if you eat like two of those.
Man just brought his whole steak and threw it on some bread.
It's like so ginormous for no reason.
I know. I'm like, dude, who's going to be eating that type of stuff?
Somebody that hasn't eaten in a while. First meal of the day.
All right, question here. Big Mac or Whopper?
Whopper.
Same.
It has to be a Whopper.
Yeah. Why I say Whopper, though, is because, like, the Big Macs, like, I hate how they use three buns. Like, we don't care about a third bun in the freaking middle.
I know.
Put another burger there, punk.
What's the thing? Oh, what were you going to say?
No, go ahead.
Also, the only good thing about it is the sauce that they put on it.
Honestly, like, their burger has no seasoning or flavor,
there's, like,
really.
No seasoning or anything.
It's, like, the most plain burger on the planet.
I know.
That's why McDonald's only good burger is the freaking cheeseburgers, because the cheese carries the burgers.
That's the only good thing.
But yeah, it's pretty depressing. It's just like, I used to like eating this. I thought this was good. No, it's not.
I'm surprised people eat McDonald's, though. I'm like, they get like the like their daily double or like a normal burger. I'm like, dude, how do you eat a stale burger like that, bro? I'm like, it has no seasoning or nothing.
You know what I'm sad that I missed? The little Miles Morales burger. So I think they had like some Miles Morales burger and stuff like when the new Spider-Verse movie came out. And I wanted to try it and I never got the chance to try it.
I've never heard of it. You know, one rip off that they stole your money, the BTS meal. It was literally just 10-piece nuggets with two new sauces. And they were charging like more just for that. Just for the two new sauces.
Didn't there used to be like a bro. Cardi B and Offset meal at McDonald's recently or something like earlier this year?
What's there's a milkshake. What's it called?
Grimace Shake.
Yeah.
Yes,
they make so many memes of that. I feel like getting that. I've never tried it.
Yeah, I tried it once. It's not bad, but I definitely wouldn't eat it with any food from McDonald's.
What does it taste like?
It tastes like a berry version of a birthday cake shake. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Like a what?
Have you ever gone to Steak and Shake and got like a birthday cake shake?
Oh no.
Yeah, I have.
You have? It sort of tastes like a sort of creamier version of that. Just more like an ice cream inside it than birthday cake flavored.
Sounds kind of interesting and disturbing at the same time.
I can't really describe it because some people think it tastes different.
You know what's fire for me?
Some people make so many memes about it, bro.
Yeah. Like they chicken and just like have the stuff like start coming out of their mouth and they're like dying or something. Dying like they're possessed.
I'm like, bro, there's no shot. It's that bad and stuff. I'm like, come on now.
I'd be dying.
It's not bad. I just wouldn't order it again.
Yeah.
Why? Because of the memes and stuff?
It's not just that. It's just because I don't order stuff like that from McDonald's. I just did it to try it because I saw so many memes about it. Yeah. That looks interesting. I wanted that again.
I feel like getting that, honestly, because I just wanted to see what it tastes.
It's gone. They don't have it anymore. I don't think so.
How would y'all feel about smoothies?
Smoothie? I haven't had a smoothie.
I actually drink a lot of smoothies and stuff.
Honestly, one of my favorite flavors is probably like the strawberry banana. It slaps.
Mine was strawberry with banana.
Yeah.
Classic, but it's really good.
Yeah, so the same one I said, yeah.
Sometimes I put some yogurt in there, dude. Tastes so good.
Yes, sir. Dabbing up in the studio. Had to let him know.
What about you?
Me? Like I said, I don't drink many smoothies. It's been so long since I've actually had one.
Yeah, I don't really have them that often. But when I do, I'm hitting a strawberry banana.
Strawberry banana classic.
Bro, Panda Donuts smoothies be going crazy. Like
they I think are they charge really like, good.
I think they charge like $7 or like $9 for like a whole smoothie. I'm like, bro,
Have you guys heard of the place called Smoothie King?
Nope. Nah.
It's by the Speedway.
Gas station?
Well, it's near a gas station, a tire shop. I always forget the street name. But they sell really good stuff. You can even get smoothies with protein powder or creatine.
Gotcha. All right, y'all. So that's a wrap. We're out of the danger zone. Thank y'all for watching. Make sure to stay tuned.